Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating 17 years with our good friend Ivan Meisner. He's been hanging out with us as a great member of our Brain Trust for that long. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, BNI.com, and the author of The 29% Solution, Avoiding the Networking Disconnect, The 3 R's to Reconnect, and on and on, so many other books on connecting and networking and sales. Ivan, thanks again for being here, and thanks for 17 great years.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And this, what we're talking about today, actually comes from Avoiding the Networking Disconnect.
Yeah, yeah. And it's your system, folks. It's 24/7/30, a follow-up system for networking so that you don't drop the ball, right, Ivan?
That's right. I mean, you go to these networking events, you spend time. We found from a study that we did years ago, it was in the gender book you mentioned, that the average business person spends 6.5 hours a week in networking. So if you're spending all this time networking and you're getting these contacts, what are you doing with them and how are you following up with them? That's the key. And so it's a simple system to remember in terms of following up. When you meet someone at a networking event, you get their business card, drop them a note within the first 24 hours. Now, it can be a personal handwritten note, or it can be an email, but use whatever approach you'll do consistently, mm-hmm. which is what we talked about.
You know, there's a system out there. I know some folks who use this card system that you go online, you build a card with your signature and everything, and it just shoots them out to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great system. I have used it. There are a number of brands out there, but Send Out Cards is the one that I have used a lot. And I've recommended them in a number of my books. What I like about Send Out Cards is you get a personalized note, and my handwriting is atrocious. It's really bad, Jim. And so I start to write a handwritten note, and I may go through two or three drafts.
Well, that's the problem. It's not so much just my handwriting. It's just that I'll mess it up somehow. I'll write the wrong word or something.
That's right, and they don't have spell check on a handwritten card.
That's right. No.
So
Whiteout doesn't work either.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But what I love about something like Send Out Cards is you do it online, and it can even do it in your handwriting, in your printed handwriting.
Right.
So you can actually print your handwriting for them on a special card and
mm-hmm.
then send it in, and they have that on file, so it's your handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can print something out and mail it so it goes through snail mail, so you know they won't get it for a few days. But it's a real
try to get that out within 24 hours.
Yeah, try to get that out within 24 hours. And I do like the idea of that handwritten note or something that comes through the mail, because nobody's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Most
but if
don't.
You're like me, I'll either do it online with something like Send Out, or I'll do it through email. So you get back to them in 24 hours, and you let them know that it was a pleasure meeting them and that you hope that your paths cross again. That's mm-hmm. a phrase that I like to use. I hope our paths cross again. It was really nice to meet you. That's it. Don't try
no selling.
To sell to them.
No selling. That's a cardinal sin of the 24-hour part of the gig.
But with a salesman, it's like Tourette's, you know?
I know. Oh, listen, how about the guy, you know, the guy wants to link to me on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the guy, but I'm thinking, okay, you know, my people want me to have more friends on LinkedIn, so right,
you
know,
so you do it,
and so I click, and I mean, it's almost like an autoresponder. Hey, Jim, guess what I can do to help your company?
You know what? I send them a link to. There's two articles I wrote. One was on VCP, visibility, credibility, profitability, which we've talked about a lot, and the other is a link to a video I did called Premature Solicitation. You don't want to say fast three times.
Right.
And I say, you know, read this and watch this, and then if you want, let's talk. Nobody ever tries to sell to me again.
Well, I just have someone hunt them down.
that would be good.
Have Guido hunt him down.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so 24 hours, you follow up, and you don't try to sell to them.
Right.
Within 7 days, you connect with them on social media.
Right.
Make a connection via LinkedIn, as you were saying, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up with them on Twitter. Join them on Google+. Find ways to connect and engage with them
mm-hmm.
via the social media platforms, that whatever you use most, or more importantly, what they use most.
Mm-hmm.
And do this in a way, do not do this in a way to sell to them again,
right.
which is what you say that is happening to you on LinkedIn, which definitely happens to me. So you do it as a way to start establishing a meaningful connection.
Now they remember you. I mean, now they recognize you. With a second contact, they're putting a little bit of a face to a name.
That's right. And if you don't try to sell to them, you reach out and you say, "Hey, I found you here on Facebook. We met last week, and I just wanted to connect with you." That's
mm-hmm.
it. Don't try to sell to them.
And don't mention that you sent them a card or anything like
nope.
that.
No. Because now you know you're kind of crossing into stalker.
Right. You're getting creepy.
That's right. It does get creepy. So, and then the last is that within 30 days, you want to reach out to them and set up a face-to-face meeting. And you can, you know, give them a call, or you can email them. You can even connect with them on instant messaging on Facebook. But within 30 days, reach out to them and set up a face-to-face meeting. If you live
mm-hmm.
Near enough each other, you want to meet in person.
Right.
Now, if you're far away from one another, it's possible to set up meetings by Skype.
Right.
Or by phone.
Or find if they look like they're strong enough, make it a practice and go see them. Tell them you're going to be in their neighborhood, and if they accept it, take off.
Yep.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ivan Meisner, BNI.com. Don't forget to check that out, folks. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.